You are going to listen to a talk by a young engineer who designs smart products. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 7 with the sentence endings A to J. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
What's the fastest growing threat to Americans' health? Cancer, heart attacks, diabetes? The answer is actually none of these. It's Alzheimer's disease. Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the numbers are estimated to triple by 2050, becoming an overwhelming societal challenge. My family has experienced firsthand the struggles of caring for an Alzheimer's patient. When I was 4 years old, my grandfather and I were walking in a park in Japan when he suddenly got lost. It was one of the scariest moments I've ever experienced in my life, and it was also the first instance that informed us that my grandfather had Alzheimer's disease. Over the past 12 years, his condition got worse and worse, and his wandering in particular caused my family a lot of stress. My aunt, his primary caregiver, really struggled to stay awake at night to keep an eye on him, and even then often failed to catch him leaving the bed. I became really concerned about my aunt's well-being, as well as my grandfather's safety. I searched extensively for a solution that could help my family's problems, but couldn't find one. Then, one night, about 2 years ago, I was looking after my grandfather and saw him stepping out of the bed. The moment his foot landed on the floor, I thought, why don't I put a pressure sensor on the heel of his foot? Once he stepped onto the floor and out of the bed, the pressure sensor would detect an increase in pressure caused by body weight and then wirelessly send an audible alert to the caregiver's smartphone. My desire to create a sensor-based solution perhaps stemmed from my lifelong love for sensors and technology. When I was 6 years old, an elderly family friend fell down in the bathroom and suffered severe injuries. I became concerned about my own grandparents and decided to invent a smart bathroom system. Motion sensors would be installed inside the tiles of bathroom floors to detect the falls of elderly patients whenever they fell down in the bathroom. Since I was only 6 years old at the time, I didn't have the necessary resources and tools to translate my ideas into reality, but nonetheless, my research experience really implanted a firm desire in me to use sensors to help elderly people. When I laid out my plan, I realized that I faced three main challenges. First, creating a sensor. Second, designing a circuit. And third, coding a smartphone app. This made me realize that my project was actually much harder to implement than I initially had thought it to be. First, I had to create a wearable sensor that was thin and flexible enough to be worn comfortably on the bottom of the patient's foot. After extensive research and testing of different materials, I decided to print a film sensor with electrically conductive, pressure-sensitive ink particles. Once pressure is applied, the connectivity between the particles increases. Therefore, I could design a circuit that would measure pressure by measuring electrical resistance. Next, I had to design a wearable wireless circuit. But wireless signal transmission consumes lots of power and requires heavy, bulky batteries. Thankfully, I was able to find out about the Bluetooth low energy technology, which consumes very little power and can be driven by a coin-sized battery. This prevented the system from dying in the middle of the night. Lastly, I had to code a smartphone app that would essentially transform the caregiver's smartphone into a remote monitor. For this, I had to expand upon my knowledge of coding with Java and Xcode, and I also had to learn about how to code for Bluetooth low-energy devices by watching YouTube tutorials and reading various textbooks. Bringing these components together, I was able to successfully create two prototypes, one in which the sensor is embedded inside a sock, and another that's a reattachable sensor assembly that can be adhered anywhere that makes contact with the bottom of the patient's foot. I've tested the device on my grandfather for about a year now, and it's had a 100% success rate in detecting the over 900 known cases of his wandering. Last summer, I was able to beta test my device at several residential care facilities in California, and I'm currently incorporating the feedback to further improve the device into a marketable product. Testing the device on a number of patients made me realize that I needed to invent solutions for people who didn't want to wear socks to sleep at night. One thing I'll never forget is when my device first caught my grandfather wandering out of bed at night. At that moment, I was really struck by the power of technology to change lives for the better. Thank you very much. What's the fastest growing threat to Americans' health? Cancer? Heart attacks? Diabetes? The answer is actually none of these. It's Alzheimer's disease. Every 67 seconds, someone in the United States is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and the numbers are estimated to triple by 2050, becoming an overwhelming societal challenge. My family has experienced firsthand the struggles of caring for an Alzheimer's patient. When I was 4 years old, my grandfather and I were walking in a park in Japan when he suddenly got lost. It was one of the scariest moments I've ever experienced in my life, and it was also the first instance that informed us that my grandfather had Alzheimer's disease. Over the past 12 years, his condition got worse and worse, and his wandering in particular caused my family a lot of stress. My aunt, his primary caregiver, really struggled to stay awake at night to keep an eye on him, and even then often failed to catch him leaving the bed. I became really concerned about my aunt's well-being, as well as my grandfather's safety. I searched extensively for a solution that could help my family's problems, but couldn't find one. Then, one night, about 2 years ago, I was looking after my grandfather and saw him stepping out of the bed. The moment his foot landed on the floor, I thought, why don't I put a pressure sensor on the heel of his foot? Once he stepped onto the floor and out of the bed, the pressure sensor would detect an increase in pressure caused by body weight and then wirelessly send an audible alert to the caregiver's smartphone. My desire to create a sensor-based solution perhaps stemmed from my lifelong love for sensors and technology. When I was 6 years old, an elderly family friend fell down in the bathroom and suffered severe injuries. I became concerned about my own grandparents and decided to invent a smart bathroom system. Motion sensors would be installed inside the tiles of bathroom floors to detect the falls of elderly patients whenever they fell down in the bathroom. Since I was only 6 years old at the time, I didn't have the necessary resources and tools to translate my ideas into reality, but nonetheless, my research experience really implanted a firm desire in me to use sensors to help elderly people. When I laid out my plan, I realized that I faced three main challenges. First, creating a sensor. Second, designing a circuit. And third, coding a smartphone app. This made me realize that my project was actually much harder to implement than I initially had thought it to be. First, I had to create a wearable sensor that was thin and flexible enough to be worn comfortably on the bottom of the patient's foot. After extensive research and testing of different materials, I decided to print a film sensor with electrically conductive, pressure-sensitive ink particles. Once pressure is applied, the connectivity between the particles increases. Therefore, I could design a circuit that would measure pressure by measuring electrical resistance. Next, I had to design a wearable wireless circuit. But wireless signal transmission consumes lots of power and requires heavy, bulky batteries. Thankfully, I was able to find out about the Bluetooth low-energy technology, which consumes very little power and can be driven by a coin-sized battery. This prevented the system from dying in the middle of the night. Lastly, I had to code a smartphone app that would essentially transform the caregiver's smartphone into a remote monitor. For this, I had to expand upon my knowledge of coding with Java and Xcode, and I also had to learn about how to code for Bluetooth low-energy devices by watching YouTube tutorials and reading various textbooks. Bringing these components together, I was able to successfully create two prototypes, one in which the sensor is embedded inside a sock, and another that's a reattachable sensor assembly that can be adhered anywhere that makes contact with the bottom of the patient's foot. I've tested the device on my grandfather for about a year now, and it's had a 100% success rate in detecting the over 900 known cases of his wandering. Last summer, I was able to beta test my device at several residential care facilities in California, and I'm currently incorporating the feedback to further improve the device into a marketable product. Testing the device on a number of patients made me realize that I needed to invent solutions for people who didn't want to wear socks to sleep at night. One thing I'll never forget is when my device first caught my grandfather wandering out of bed at night. At that moment, I was really struck by the power of technology to change lives for the better. Thank you very much.